This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 22nd July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm evening across Israel with clear skies in Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Jerusalem. Haifa is also enjoying a mild night, perfect for an evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, the U.S. military says it has ended its 11th consecutive night of strikes against Iran. Iran's military command warns that if the U.S. attacks nuclear sites, it will be an expansion of war in the region. This report comes from I-24 News earlier today, also from Ynet. Israel's election in 2026 sees Netanyahu turning on his Haredi allies after a draft deal backfires. The prime minister is now attacking them to mitigate damage among moderate right-wing voters. This happened earlier this hour. Also this hour, Walla reports that Mayan Sherman, the mother of a hostage killed in captivity, has criticized a propaganda video against Eisenkot. She questioned the support for Netanyahu, asking who votes for such actions. This story was reported earlier today. Separately, JNS reports U.S. forces continue pounding Iranian military sites. The purpose is to degrade Iran's ability to threaten commercial shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. This update came in just minutes ago. And finally, from the Jerusalem Post, Marco Rubio states the U.S. is open-minded on Middle East negotiations. However, he notes Iran is not serious about talks, warning that the U.S. will act if diplomacy fails. This was reported earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. The Jerusalem Center for Security and Foreign Affairs posted earlier today. They discuss a substantive meeting between their president Dan Diker and Congressman Abraham Hamadeh at the U.S. Capitol about the Middle East. Ynet Global posted that Netanyahu is now targeting his Haredi allies as election approaches. They say this is to repair relations with moderate right-wing voters. Arsen Ostrovsky, a political commentator, posted just minutes ago. He emphasized that nobody anticipated the political shifts currently unfolding. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the U.S. military strikes. According to I-24 News, these strikes aim to diminish Iran's military capabilities in the region, specifically focusing on the threat to commercial shipping routes. The recent tension follows Iran's assertive stance in the Strait of Hormuz. This ongoing conflict raises concerns about stability in the region and the risk of broader military engagement. Turning to Israel's political scene, Ynet reports that Netanyahu's shift against his Haredi allies marks a significant change in his political strategy. This comes as he seeks to regain support among moderate right-wing voters ahead of the 2026 election. The political landscape in Israel remains volatile, with alliances shifting rapidly as the election date nears. Meanwhile, Walla highlights the emotional response of Mayan Sherman. Her son was killed in captivity, and she criticized a recent propaganda video against Eisenkot. This video has sparked outrage among those who have lost loved ones in the conflict. The story underscores the continuing emotional toll on families affected by the ongoing tensions. Turning back to the U.S.-Iran situation, JNS reports that the U.S. military's actions in the Strait of Hormuz come in response to Iranian threats. The strikes are part of an effort to safeguard international shipping lanes. The situation remains precarious, with potential implications for global oil supplies and regional security. Lastly, the Jerusalem Post brings insights from Marco Rubio. He emphasized the importance of serious diplomatic engagement from Iran. The U.S. remains open to negotiations, but warns of potential consequences if Iran fails to engage sincerely. This highlights the delicate balance of diplomacy and military readiness in the region. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports a suspected money laundering operation involving $500 million. The scheme allegedly used real estate vouchers and was uncovered after a year-long investigation by the Jerusalem District Police and the tax authority. Separately, CTEC reports that Greenfield Partners has appointed Anna Sudnik and Daniel Milstein as partners. This move is part of the firm's expansion of its global early growth platform, now managing over $2 billion in assets. And finally, from Israel Hayom Business, Samsung is expanding into the pharmaceutical sector, acquiring a company focused on peptide-based weight loss drugs for $1.8 billion. This move reflects the tech giant's strategy to diversify its portfolio. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 10:00 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.